I wonder if you'd pray with me and for me just a moment. Gracious God, we thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus, for his birth to come as a baby into this world. And God, I pray that as I speak tonight, you might speak through me. God, that you would give us ears to hear exactly what you want us to hear, that our minds might be open to understanding, that our hearts might be willing to be transformed. God, might we not forget that not everybody is in a place of warmth and safety this night. Come, Holy Spirit, do what you do and let me get out of the way. In Jesus' name, amen. So a few weeks ago, my wife and my daughter and I went out and we decided we were gonna go to dinner. And we did what we often do. We just went to One Loudoun and we said, we're gonna find some place to go. So we get there and we're sort of all going, I don't wanna go there, I don't go there, I don't wanna go there. And I looked over and I saw the Alamo Drafthouse. And I said, I've never been to a movie there. Why don't we just go and see what's showing? Why don't we see what movie is playing? And we go in and I have a moment. I look up and the best Christmas pageant ever is playing. Now, for some of you, that may mean nothing. But when I was a kid, I went to a school where we read the best Christmas pageant ever in school, and then we watched the movie. And I was so excited years later to help my wife, when we first got married, get into this beautiful movie. And we went to try to rent it. This was the old one that came out. We went to try to rent it, and we couldn't find it, so we had to go to the library. Now, you know it's a good movie when it's only available at the library, right? You know that truth. So I go and I'm so excited and I show my wife the movie and you know, I've got all this nostalgia and these emotions and we get to the end and she's like, yeah, I didn't like it. I didn't get it. So of course, when we get to the Alamo Drafthouse and this new version of the movie has come out where Lauren Graham of all people is narrating the entire movie, I told my wife, we have to see this movie. And she looked at me like, okay, all right, we'll do it. So if you don't know much about this movie, I want to bring you up to speed. The Best Christmas Pageant Ever is a movie about this small town that does this Christmas pageant every single year. It's an important thing for them. It's sort of the thing that brings people to the town. And this year is going to be especially important because it's the 25th anniversary of doing it. So they invite all these other towns and they sell out before they even start preparing for it. This pageant is done by a church in the town. And of course, as in any good movie, the woman who has led the pageant for the last 24 years breaks both of her legs right before the time comes. And another mom in the town says, I'll lead the pageant. Now, it's not really that big of a deal because in the pageant, every year, the same people play all of the same roles. Except this year. Except the 25th year, because a new family is introduced to the church. This family is called the Herdmans. I want you to see this picture of them. Now, the Herdmans don't match all the other families that go to the church. They don't know how to dress. In fact, they don't even go to church. And in one moment, the Herdmans, who are often seen as the outside of society, they are called the dirty family in town. One of them is about to beat up somebody else at school, one of the kids that goes to the church. And the kid says something about, well, his church has snacks. And the Herdmans are like, we are in. We are going to church if it has snacks. And they get to church, and the Herdmans don't really know exactly what to do in church. Like when the giving basket is passed, they all take something out of it. They just know that every year the church brings their family food, and they receive this food. So the Herdmans hear about this play, and they decide they are going to play all the major roles in the play. Now, can you imagine the woman who took over the play, how she's feeling and how the whole church is feeling and how the whole town is feeling? There's no way the Herdmans can be in this Christmas pageant. Now, this was a different year than ever because the Herdmans don't understand all the things and they're asking really great questions. And in the whole time that they're asking these great questions, all the people in the town are rejecting them. This pageant is going to be terrible. This pageant is going to be the worst one ever. I can't believe it's our 25th. I can't believe the Herdmans are involved. But the Herdmans ask questions like, why in the world would anyone not open up a room for the baby Jesus to be born? The other kids said, we'd never thought of that. They ask questions, why in the world would someone want to take baby Jesus out? Why would Mary and Joseph have to be in a stable with dirty animals? And as the Herdmans ask these questions, they make everybody think about the story a little differently. A family that's considered dirty and not of the highest society and culture ultimately helps everyone else in the church experience Christmas differently. Does that sound familiar? A family that's put on the outside helps everybody else get it. I bet Jesus's family would be rejected in many churches today too. Maybe they don't look how they should look. Maybe they're not dressed how they should dress. We've been in a series here at Crossroads for the last 4 weeks called Pop Christmas, where we've been looking at songs. And tonight I want to look at the intersection of O Holy Night, a song that is many people's favorite Christmas song, and the words of that with that Christmas story. But I want to pick up where Charlie Brown dropped off in the scripture. And I want to look at Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20 tonight. It says, nearby, shepherds were living in the fields, guarding their sheep at night. The Lord's angel stood before them. The Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you. Wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You'll find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of the heavenly forces was with the angel praising God. They said, "Glory to God in heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go right now to Bethlehem and see what's happened. Let's confirm what the Lord has revealed to us." They went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw this, they reported what they had been told about this child. Everyone who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds told them. Mary committed these things to memory and considered them carefully. The shepherds returned home, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. Everything happened just as they had been told. I bet the shepherds felt a lot like the herdmen's. Rejected by all the people. The shepherds, if you didn't know, in the first century, were considered the lowest of society. It didn't feel like an especially exciting night until the angel appeared to them. Can you imagine what that would be like? You're out in the field just doing your job, doing what you're supposed to be doing, and all of a sudden this angel comes, tells you this news. Like, this is news for you, news for everybody. They feel seen. It's a moment of power where the angel gives them power. The song, O Holy Night, speaks of moments like this. The opening lyrics describe this moment so well. Let's look at them. O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It's the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Like the herdmen's, the shepherds felt like they didn't have value. They felt like people didn't care about them. They felt like they didn't matter until a moment happened, until he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The birth of Jesus that night told the shepherds that their soul had worth, told them that they had value, told them that they mattered. The birth of Jesus that night told the shepherds, the lowest of society, that they had value. The message of Christmas, the message of the Savior, the message of the Christ being born says that your soul has worth. Say that to your neighbor, your soul has worth. Now say it to your other neighbor a little louder. Your soul has worth. Well done. Well done. See, the reason the movie, I think, is so powerful to me, and she would never tell you, but the reason that my wife was in tears at the end, she wouldn't tell you. The reason she loved it so much is because there's this moment where the oldest herdman girl, who plays the role of Mary, is holding the baby. And she looks down and tears just start streaming down her face. Because for the first moment, maybe in her entire life, she sees that her soul has worth. She sees that the baby changes her. She sees that no matter what the world says around her, she has value and worth. Now, I don't know, you might be here tonight and you might say, I don't know if I believe that about myself. Or you might say there are people in the world who you don't believe that about. Now, if you've known me, you know every once in a while I do a really terrible science experiment. So I'm gonna do one for you tonight, and I'm gonna hope that I don't set the sprinklers off in here. I want you to imagine, see for a moment, this is a water balloon. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna throw it. But I want you to imagine this water balloon, and if you can see this water balloon, I could push it all day long, and I can't get it in here. This water balloon represents often people in the world, and they feel like they can't fit into the box the church says they have to fit in. They can't fit in maybe to Christianity the way they experience Christianity or understand it, and they just say, I can't make it. I can't do it. And what happens on Christmas, this is the part where it gets scary, by the way. What happens on Christmas is that the light of the world comes in and says, you know what? Ooh. Christ says, I make you fit. And Christ doesn't say, I make you fit because you have to be what the world says you are. Christ says, you fit because you are who I created you to be. Christ says, you go in, not because you had to change yourself to be what the church says, or you had to change yourself because someone told you to, but you get to come in because I love you and I draw myself to you. The message of Christmas is one that says you have value and you have worth. Your soul has worth. I want you to imagine the light of Christ saying that every soul has worth, not just at Christmas, but all year long. Every soul has value. Every soul matters. That's what was said to Mary and Joseph on that first Christmas. That's what was said to the shepherds. That's the message that comes to the world at Christmas. The message that is shared with the shepherds is a message for you and me tonight. It says in verse 10, the angel said, don't be afraid. Look, I bring good news to you. Wonderful, joyous news for who? Let's try that again. Wonderful, joyous news for who? All people. Thank you. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. Whatever it is, whatever message you get, whoever says that you don't have value, whoever says that you're not good enough, whoever you say that to, the message of Christmas is that there is good, joyful, wonderful news for all people. The song and this story tell us something big on Christmas. It's a message of hope. Look at the song. It says, a thrill of hope. The weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. The song doesn't say you'll have a little bit of hope because of this whole holy night. The song says it's a thrill of hope, like a roller coaster ride. It's a thrill of hope, like jumping out of a plane. It's a thrill of hope, like having a new baby. It's a thrill of hope. And what does that do? It causes a weary world to rejoice. Sometimes I look around and I think the world's a little weary. I think we're a little tired. And the thrill of hope, the message of Christmas, is that we can rejoice. It's that Christ calls us to joy and life that we share with all people. So what do you do with that? What do you do with that message of hope? What did the shepherds do? Take a look. It says the shepherds returned home glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen. They went and told everybody. They said everybody ought to hear this good news. Everybody ought to know, just like us, that you have value. Everybody ought to know that you're loved. Everybody ought to know that the Christ child changes the world. See, friends, when we approach Christmas like it's any other day, or we approach it like it's any other Christmas, there's no thrill of hope in that. But it's a thrill of hope. A place, a time, a space where a weary world can rejoice. And don't you dare keep that to yourself. Shout it from the mountaintop. Be the best of the church. Don't keep the herdmans out. Man, there are so many moments in that movie where people are so mean to those herdmans. I can't believe they ever came back to church. There's so many instances in the world where the church is mean to people. But the message of Christmas is about including The message of Christmas is about love. The message of Christmas is about hope and welcome. What I loved about this film, what I love for everyone to see it, why I want you to see it, is because there's a transformation that happens in every single person that's in the Christmas pageant. Even the people that have done it for years and years, even the woman who had broken both of her legs, who came to see it, that transformation is one of hope. That transformation is one of life. That transformation is one of change, and it was indeed the best Christmas pageant ever. The Herdmans ask questions, and along the way, their questions cause everyone to see the birth of Christ in a different light. I'm curious, this Christmas, will you help others see that they're of sacred worth? Will you go out like a thrill of hope and share the good news of Christmas? Because the thing about Christmas is it's not just any other day. It's a day where we learn that Christ came for all people. It's a day where we learn that everybody fits, that everybody's welcome, and where the light of Christ can draw you into himself. I pray that none of us leave here tonight exactly the same as when we came. Not because the message was okay, not because the music was wonderful, but because you know that the light of Christ changes the world. Merry Christmas.